This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, episode 108. I'm Eric.
I'm Paul.
You're listening to Talk at the Urinal Podcast. We're based in LA podcast, but we venture off to much more. Big soccer guys, tennis guys, F1, live. Yeah, we're on all of them. Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. So get us all on that. Big week so far. We're going to start with,
highs and lows.
We'll get to the Dodgers, but we'll start with last night. I mean, unbelievable. We stole game one, right? That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't consider stealing it. I'm telling you, I think the Lakers are a freight train right now, and I'm not worried about the Warriors.
I like to hear. Not necessarily steal, but like, you know how it always is. You have to steal one on the road. I get it. Mm-hmm. So look at tonight, like Philly stole one in Boston, but look at now with Boston's up like 30. Let's make sure we don't do that tomorrow, right?
Because we can't. Correct. If we drop game two, are you going to be shocked? Are you going to be okay
because
if we drop
game two? What happened last series? We lost the Memphis game two and we answered right back and won in
exactly.
Six. Yeah. So come back home. It's huge. Like Gerald's been saying, we all been saying, AD's out there and he's healthy and he's playing paint, dude. I mean, that's what you have to do. Will he 30 and 23? Who else has done it? Baylor, Chamberlain, and Shaq, like other Lakers. So, like, he's up there with. But here's the thing with AD, it's like, are you going to be able to answer that? Remember game two? What do you go like? Like two
combined, four Memphis, for, yeah.
Something like that. But then he ended up playing a hell of a series. So I'm not worried, but it's just like, no, I mean that they have no answer for AD. That's the main thing, right? The Warriors have
those guys. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I'm the way AD is playing. I'm loving. They have no answers for him. I will say this though, live and die by the three. That's what you're seeing with Golden State right now. So that's why I'm not too worried about Lakers. If the Lakers play the paint assholes, I don't think they're gonna get stopped.
Let's talk about live and die by the three. Hey, LeBron, stop shooting threes. You're shooting 18% in the playoffs. Just stop shooting. Just go to the hole like you're.
Why did he shoot that last shot that he took last night?
He's 1-for-8 last night. He's 8% overall. Come on,
you said it in the Memphis series. Like, dude, why doesn't he go to the hole every single time? Who's gonna stop
him? It doesn't stop. Maybe they're clogging the paint. I get that, but then Dish, you don't need to keep shooting when you've been off all playoff series long.
I don't even think they're clogging the paint because the Warriors have been known this whole entire season for having like great perimeter defense.
Yeah, well, so, maybe they switch. Maybe with LeBron, they're clogging it because they know that asshole could get to the paint.
Well, that's why they got to play a little high low game and just
Why he's shooting. He's smart enough to keep shooting. I don't know. Maybe he'll find. He's gonna have a couple of those games where he's gonna go off. We need him to. We can't have him play like that.
But he's got something to show to try to play against Curry. I think that's what it is. He wants to be that guy to shoot the three like Curry and those dudes.
Just play your game. And then, like, yeah, going back to, like, live by the three, die by the three by Warriors. And then, like, you see their fans complaining, oh, look at the free throws to our – it's like, hey, assholes, you shot 53 threes. That's why you guys
exactly.
were
–
we did
– Exactly.
Exactly. What are you idiots, man? I just, like – that's what you get. You shoot 53 mm-hmm. threes. You're not going to get fouled.
Yeah. And look, that's the thing. If they're cold, they're done. I think that's the problem with the Warriors. If they get cold, and don't forget, everybody's thinking about like those years with Durant and Curry, where they were just like, you know, the Splash Brothers shooting the lights out in there up there with Trace. Dude, they're all a few years older. The ball comes out of their hands a little bit slower. It's not as fast catch and shoot.
But then Poole, I love how Poole thinks he's Curry. I mean, I know he had a good game, and I'm okay with that end of the shot right that because. You can't let, like Dan Patrick said, you can't let the best guy beat you. We doubled them at the end. They gave it to Jordan Poole. Hey, that's the best defense you could do right there, right? Don't let Curry beat you. Do not let Curry beat you. They made him pass the ball. That was perfect.
Game two prediction. This is exactly how game two is going to – this is the game plan that Kerr is putting together right now. I'm calling it. This series is about to get very chippy. The fact that the Warriors just lost game one at home, I think you're going to see a much more physical Warriors. I think Draymond is going to talk like he's never talked before. I think he's going to be in the ear of AD and LeBron nonstop, trying to play antagonizer. And honestly, I really think the refs are going to let so much go. You know, Silver has basically told the refs,
he wants it to go seven.
Let everything go in this series.
That's the thing.
We need the ratings. We want the money. We need this series to go seven. let it get chippy. We need headlines in the papers with this series, and I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see the Warriors play extremely physical.
I mean,
it's typical NBA,
but I mean, we know what's going to happen. All the pressure's on them, though. Hey, if we take this next game, though, dude, and how bad they've been on the road all year, I know playoffs is different. They won two in Sacramento. I get that. But, I mean, and then just with, like we said, after that trade down, like, we got guys, dude. Vandy's unbelievable. You see Vandy running all over guarding Steph, dude. Russ is big shot.
But don't forget, they did drop the first two in that series, and they came back with a vengeance against Sac.
No, I know. So, I know. That's what I'm saying. Playoffs doesn't, like, because they did win two road games in that series. Mm-hmm. They were just so bad in the regular season. But you could throw all the regular season out the window. I mean, we're sitting pretty, dude. I'm not – you're not worried. It doesn't seem like –
As long as AD is doing AD things and let Draymond do his stupid Draymond
last
shit.
Series, it was good because we got that 3-day break. I don't like that it's every other with
back
AD
to
and
back
LeBron.
To back.
I mean, it's gonna be, you know, these guys are.
It's every other. I mean, every other nonstop.
Every other. It's not good for us, right? Don't you think?
It's not good for LeBron.
It's not good for LeBron. AD, as long as he's. Oh.
I still think we're gonna be fine. I still think if one of their guys is cold, I think we're fine. We have to play the paint, though. We have to play the paint. Abandoned the paint game, I think then
they
we're
have
in
no
serious
one,
trouble.
They have do not getting a shooting fest against them. Do not. That's how you lose against those assholes. Just keep doing what you did game one. I know, obviously, Kerr and them are going to make adjustments. I get that. But at the end of the day, they got no one to stop AD, right? So that's it. And if he's out on the floor, he's the best player on the floor, right?
And the thing is, also, if the Lakers want to win this series, which I think they will, they need to play with the lead. They cannot be chasing in this series. They need to play with the lead as often as possible. Make them rely on having to shoot
from
behind the arc.
Those asshole Warriors, though. No lead is safe with those snipers they have.
It's not. You're right. Yeah. But make them chase. Make them be down by 12 with 4 minutes left where they're just now. Dude, you see where Poole pulled up from yesterday?
I know. Like, dude, come on. Hey, we'll let you do that, dude. As long as it's out of Curry's hands, I'm fine with it. But no, great first win. That's what you got to do. I mean, if we would have blew that at the end, I know you kept saying we're fine, but it did get scary at the end. But hey, it's all that matters.
Never a doubt.
We're good. So that's amazing. We'll see what happens in game two. We'll recap that. If we go 1-1 back to LA, that's all you can ask for, right?
I'll take it.
2-0,
I'm totally fine.
Unbelievable. 2-0, maybe you think is sweet. No. Go Lakers.
I don't think LeBron's ever swept Curry, has he?
I don't think so, but maybe he could do
Curry
it.
Curry has swept LeBron twice, I believe.
Stop shooting threes. LeBron, what are we doing here?
Paint, assholes.
He did have a overall decent game, but stop shooting threes. All right, man. Now, dude, like I said, this is great. Great LA week so far. Dude, we just swept the Cardinals. We just swept the Phillies by a Muncie walk-off, Grand Slam walk-off today. It's all good in Dodger Town right now, right?
I will say pump the brakes. I'm pretty sure Syndergaard is coming. He's due up in the rotation.
He's still on the team. But first place, got a huge series against San Diego. I know we're going to say – we always beat San Diego in the regular season. Like, even if we sweep them, let's pump the brakes on that too because we saw what happened in playoffs last year. But I don't – dude, what are your thoughts on the first month of the season? I mean, Kershaw, pitcher of the month. Outman, rookie of the month. This is all – it's amazing so far, right? And the fact that we're in first place.
I think it is. Yeah. I love it. It's all amazing. I'm going to be a little bit pessimistic here. Can we keep it up? Can the guys that we didn't expect much from play to that level for another 4.5-5 months?
I know. That's the thing with baseball because, like, Hayward's hot now. Vargas is hot now. But it's like, are we going to be able to keep this up? We can't just say, Vargas, you've been so bad, and now you have a couple, like a week good stretch and say, oh, he's the best ever. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah. No, you know.
And LA fans love to do that.
They do. I know.
LA fans love to do
that. Taylor's had it's like a 5-game hitting streak, but yeah.
When Belly would go like, you know, 0-15, and then he'd have a game where he goes 2-4, everybody's like, oh, Belly's back.
I know. We've seen this before. I give you that. What would you think?
Muncy.
I don't think the defense held him out today, but he looked – the kid looks decent, but I mean, it's too hard to tell on one start.
Yeah, he's – I wouldn't be surprised if he goes up and down a few times to get some spot starts. Future's bright for him. I think he'll be fine.
I like Rojas is back. That guy's huge for us defensively. And when he gets hits, that's just a bonus because he's not even supposed to hit. You know what I mean?
The things that still worry me are some of the, and I'm not a sabermetrics guy. I'm no Billy Bean here. A couple stats that worry me, though. I'm going to say it again. The Dodgers are in the bottom, like, 5 or 6 for overall team batting average for the entire league. They are one of the top teams for home runs, but also one of the top teams for strikeouts.
So those two things, live by the home run, die by the home run, or what?
Exactly. Those two things don't go well together come September and October.
The good thing is the last, like, few games, we've been getting base knocks instead of homers, right? But I mean, I know the Muncie.
Last few games, yes, but the team batting average needs to go up. We need to start relying a little bit more on small ball.
I agree.
Less on the home runs.
Bessio's finally got option for now. Dude, I'm loving the pen, though. Victor Gonzalez, Caleb Ferguson. But, like, today it's like, I know they want to do matchups, but it's like, dude, Ferguson got 4 outs in a row. This is going back to last year. It's like, just let him finish the game. Now you got to throw Gratterall just because it's against 2 righties. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, but I know the matchups. I get it. I know.
That's why managers get paid.
I know you can't throw a lefty against Trey and who was it, Harper? Well, I don't know. Whatever. We got the dub. That's all that matters, right?
And we're fine. And again, it's so early. It's still so early. I mean, look at the Yankees are in last place right now. That's how early it is.
In first place. And Orioles are in first place. So that just shows you.
There you go.
You know, Orioles got a good squad, but Pirates, they'll fall down.
The Orioles will too. Their Orioles pitching is going to fall apart. Trust me, I've got a couple of them in my fantasy right now, and I'm pulling my hair out.
No, I know. It's good. I'm not trying to overreact to like how we do after a week one of the first week of the NFL Sunday, but it is. It's I think overall a great month after like, I think those first couple weeks, like, oh, this is going to be a shit year. And now that we're in first place, I mean.
Well, I just think luckily the rest of the West is kind of a little bit shitty too. I mean, let's be honest. Let's face it. I mean,
well, we're throw out the Rockies and Giants. We don't have to worry about them anymore. It's a 3-horse race, right?
Exactly. And I think Arizona, I said it from the beginning of the season, Arizona will be one of the most improved teams in all the entire league. I don't see them hanging around all. I don't see them making it to the wire. You know what I mean? I think they're eventually going to fade.
Too young, but I think 2 or 3 years down the road, yeah. But and then Padres, they got a bunch of assholes. We know
they can't get out of their own way. They can't get out of their own way.
They got too much talent. There's too much Jordans in that locker room.
And I've been saying it forever. I've been saying it since for years now. I'm going back to the Texas Rangers days. Darvish is not that good, people. He's not that good.
Oh, and then Snell's. He's not the Ray Snell. He hasn't been the Ray Snell.
Their pitching is so suspect. It's not even funny.
I know. They got a hell of a lineup, though. But no, this series should be good. But it's at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. If we lose all three, no. If we sweep them, no. Because, you know what I mean? But.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get some separation. It'd be nice if we swept them. Keep our winning streak alive.
What do you think about that Mexico City series? I mean, should those stats count?
I don't know. Friday went way over, right? And then Saturday, everyone's like, 26 combined. Was it Sunday? And then it went way under, right?
Yeah.
Vegas was telling you it was going to go over, and then it didn't go over. Someone got – I think Antap got killed on that one.
That stadium looks cool to play in, but I mean, come on, dude. A pop-up was like going like 500 feet.
I know. I don't think that should – dude, you know the baseball writers, the pastimer. Like, no, those don't count. Oh, shit. No, it's a good time. It's a great time to be a Dodger fan right now, right? We're looking
at
consistency, right? There you go.
Consistency. That's the key. Word of the day.
Word of the day.
Oh.
Let's go. I mean, those are too high. We're talking about too highs. I know Paul
should have sandwiched the low.
Yeah, Paul and I had a clip on Saturday. We kind of explained a little bit just how we felt, but now we can really talk about it. I mean, at the 3-1
still hurts, actually.
No, I know. 3-0 at home
still hurts. That's
like we'll bring it up again. 3-0 at home.
That was the series, I think.
Can't blow that
game. I hate to have lost all the hope after that. But that was the series. You're up 3-0. You score 3 in the first period, then you give up 3 in the second period. You get a late third period goal to make it 4-3, and then you let them tie it again and then win it overtime. That just takes all the wind out of the sails.
We knew it, and you could just see it coming because if you win that game, we get all momentum. So they win that, their momentum's through the roof, and that's the season. But, future looks good. I don't know. Do you think Kopy and Doughty are done the way that they
I don't think so. I think they're back. I think What surprised me in this six game series against Edmonton Oilers, goddamn them,
assholes.
Porpoisal, did he come through? Is that what we traded for?
I thought he did for the first three games, and then it got bad. I think the Oilers are just too good. I don't think we could blame him.
I've been debating.
What's up?
I've been debating on that because honestly, like, yes, I want to like give him the benefit of the doubt that like, dude, he's going against McJesus. He's going against, you know, all these dudes on Draisaitl, like Nurse and Kane and all these guys can score. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, it's like, actually, no, like this is what we traded you for.
If you score four goals at home on home ice, you should win those games, right? And we lost both those. I mean, I don't know. He was good early, and then then Oilers were just Oilers. Like we also said, we ended the year bad. We could have played those Winnipeg assholes if we didn't play so bad down the stretch. Oilers got hot.
And maybe we're looking at it incorrectly because maybe we gave ourselves a little bit too much hype and hope midway through this series, considering we had to steal two in overtime.
Yeah, I know, you're right. The game one, we could have easily lost that. And obviously game three was...
If you think about it, actually, we might be lucky that we didn't get swept.
I was thinking about that too. You're right too.
I mean, I hate to look at it from the negative, but because we could have easily got swept.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever. At least we didn't get swept. Hopefully, the Oilers went. Even though we hate them, let them win it all and say, "Oh, damn, the Kings lost to the champs." But you know,
I don't want that.
Blow it. No, I don't want. Go Vegas.
I don't want that either.
Five goals in the first. Teams. Already 5 goals in the first.
No Canadian teams.
Has 2 goals already. See, it's not just the Kings can't stop in the bank. Vegas can't stop.
Well, because it's quick. A former King. The guy just scores on anybody who was on the Kings.
Yeah, you're right. Quick's not playing, right?
No. But, no. I mean, that's where I'm having trouble. I still want to watch the playoffs, but I don't even know who to root for.
It's hard. It was a great run. We had a great time, but can we just play these assholes in the second round? Or I don't know. Our future is bright, though. We got guys. But maybe the offseason, get some defenders. I don't know.
But how much do we love hockey playoffs, dude?
Oh, man.
Game 7, Boston, the ultimate.
Here's the thing. Let's talk about job. That's the main thing. Let's just talk about fucking Boston. Let's stop talking about the Kings. You know what? The good thing is that no one's talking about the Kings. Not collapse.
Oh,
you
can't
collapse,
talk about it when
Boston.
Talk
about Boston.
This is what I'm saying, and I said this. This is a hot take here. We put so much emphasis still to this day on the 27-3 comeback Patriots Falcons, dude. Yeah. That Boston collapse, I think, is bigger than that. It's just not getting the coverage because it's NHL.
Yeah,
you're up 3-1 in the series, and you might be one of the greatest teams in the history of NHL.
I agree. But you know those Boston fans are saying, anything can happen in NHL. It's like, no, but you assholes said you guys are going to sweep freaking Florida.
You love to see it.
No, you love to see it, dude. Everyone should
just talk about it. And
then Colorado. Yeah. I know Colorado.
Look at the Kraken.
I mean,
give it up to Seattle. Colorado
Kraken,
at home in Denver.
You love to see it, too. That's why NHL is crazy. But I wish we were in the next round right now. But then part of me says, like, dude, that's too much with Lakers back. Like, Lakers, Kings, it's like going out. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't be able to take it. I'm getting old, dude. I wouldn't be able to take
it. Rough. But now we just got Lakers. But
these Barney's pitchers just go down like water.
Oh, man. But hell of a year.
Shout out to Antap's dad.
Year, right? What's up?
Shout out to Antap's dad.
I thought he was going to get us the win right there with him. But until next year, until Barney's pitchers next year. But hell of a season, right?
Yeah, it's just disappointing though, because this was a team, man. This was the team. I thought this team could have done good things, big things.
Yeah, I think we just got we ran into the hottest team in the league. We had some injuries. I know they came back, but Fiala wasn't the same Fiala. And then Korpisalo he was hot at first and then just went down. But
yeah, just
it's all good.
The finish line.
Rough, but. We'll move on. What else we got to talk about? So, like we said in our intro, we don't just talk about LA sports. What would you like? What else we got?
The WNBA.
I totally forgot some of the. I know. Here's the main thing: the Eagles are like they picked all the Georgia guys. They won the draft. Seahawks kind of won the draft, but does no one even know? That's why it's so funny. Like, they won it, but it's like these assholes could not even be. I don't know. Dude, what was your, what'd you get out of it?
What I got out of it is the same thing I get out of every NFL draft every year. And that is probably after the third or fourth pick, I no longer care. Because you know what? Let's be honest here, people. I get it's the NFL. It's the shield. Protect the shield. Protect the shield. But you know what? How many of these guys are going to be a bust? Just ask the Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders how all of their past draft picks for like the past decade has turned out. Just ask them.
I hope the tight end's not. I hope he's not. But hey.
ND guy.
Yeah, ND guy. There you go.
So after the first like five or six, yeah, congratulations, no, you got paid. And here's the thing. And I got to give props to Gerald because Gerald actually said this so brilliantly. And he said it all weekend during the draft. Would you rather be drafted number one? Get paid. I get it. You're getting paid, mm-hmm. but you know you're going to a piece of shit team that you ain't going to win with for a very long time. Or would you go second round, maybe not make as much money, but you're going to be on a much better team, have a better chance to win a ring, have a better chance to possibly be a starter sooner.
I totally agree with Gerald, dude. I mean, sometimes it works out differently. Like sometimes they start winning right away because you could be that good. But mm-hmm. I totally agree with Gerald. Like Will, I know he went to the Titans. They're not the greatest franchise, but still better than whoever.
They're consistently in the playoff mix. They're consistently at the top of that division fighting for a playoff spot.
I think it's, to be honest, I think it's, unless you're like Andrew Luck or Manning or those, any of those top guys, like if you're not ready right away, I think it's good to sit on a good franchise.
Exactly.
And then Gerald's not wrong on that, dude.
To me, winners of the draft, yes, the Eagles, but we'll see how that pans out.
That Jalen Carter guy, there's a reason people pass him up. He could be in jail in a weekend. You don't know. I mean,
the other winner of the draft has to be Will Levis's girlfriend and sister. I'm pretty sure their Instagram followers have skyrocketed. It's so funny what the draft can do for you if you're not even a player. You're not even a player in the NFL, but what that draft can do for you.
I know.
Like, I'm just seeing articles about his girlfriend nonstop. Who is she? Let's talk.
Yeah,
like,
I know, seriously.
Props to her. She got her FaceTime.
I like the Stetson Bennett pick by Rams. What McVay after? Because how many years of
Stetson? You like that. You and Gerald are on that. I don't know. Fading only that hard.
I think, thinking coach, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't think he's that good, but you never
know. I'm fading him hard, dude. I mean, I get there's been small guys that have made it in the NFL. Not this NFL anymore. You're fading Bryce Young now. You don't think he's going to be good?
He better be good. The Panthers are going to pay him a ton of money.
I'll tell you who another loser is of the draft.
You think Shroud's good either?
No. Another loser of the draft. I said this last year when Russell Wilson blockbuster announcement trade went to Denver. I was on this podcast. We can find the clip. I said straight up, Denver finishes last place of that division. Telling you right now, I like Rodgers. Jets finished last place of that division.
Rodgers. Okay. So you're gonna say what you thought of Wilson. I totally disagree with you. I think I know it's getting overhyped, but hey, so did the Russell Wilson thing. That's a bold thing. I think Jets though, they got the squad, they got the D. Is wrong. You think Rodgers is gonna play bad or?
I Rodgers is older. He does have good weapons. He does have a bunch of guys to throw to.
Cobb again, but he even has like that. What's his name? Wilson, yeah.
But does Rodgers really want to start over? We know Rodgers is not a guy that wants to build up his wide receivers. He wants wide receivers that he can throw to right out of the gate. He doesn't want to have to put any work in.
You're right. Especially I think if it gets too overhyped, you might be right. You were right on spot on the Wilson thing. Everyone's talking about the Jets now. Hey, I can see it.
Buffalo's division, right? Oh, it's still Buffalo's division.
Pats will be, I mean, depends on Mac Jones.
Pats and Miami are kind of flirting.
You don't know. You don't know what you're going to get from your quarterback, but you know those assholes are going to play hard and they got good talent.
Exactly. But, I still don't think the Jets are going to make
everyone's saying Super Bowl. It's like, whoa, relax. They're still the fucking Chiefs and
the
Bills.
RELAX.
Yeah, I know. It is going to be cool to see him on the Jets, though. But
it's going to be interesting. I mean,
yeah, we'll see.
To me, it's like, you know, Broadway Joe, Broadway Aaron. I mean, I think it's going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be kind of cool. But I mean, I don't see the Jets really being that. I don't see how they jump to this playoff team that everybody's predicting.
Oh, what else? I mean, that's our NFL. I mean, I just think it's funny how, grade A, grade B. It's fucking, you don't know how these players are going to be. It's so stupid. But I know they're just doing their job, but it's just like funny how you say, oh, they won the draft, you know, so whatever.
I'm pretty sure that if I had maybe like a couple hours to do research, give me about 5 hours to do research, and I might be able to guess the same amount of draft picks correctly as like Todd McShay.
Just give me a Madden Kiper franchise, and I could remember the Madden franchise thing. Like, the video game?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just give me
Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. Is there any more? Are there two people other than them on this earth that get paid so much money to be incorrect like 90% of the time?
I don't think so. No.
A monkey could do that job. Come on.
Oh, right. What else?
We got a big race this week. We got a big, big race.
Yeah, you want to talk Champions League next week, right? Or
yeah, we'll talk Champions League next week. Because, we'll the first legs. Yeah,
your team's also the last place team to add on. I know you don't want to talk about soccer.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. We drew.
Okay, there you go.
Another late goal to tie.
dude, I mean, I saw the field. I mean, I think there's only one West Coast horse. Did you do some handicapping?
I did. I've done it as a bunch of handicapping. Right, what do you think?
I got to use that Skinner horse because I bet him in the San Anita Derby, and he was flying, but he finished third. So give me.
Oh, you were a Skinner guy, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Juan Hernandez, Sheriff. So, hey, they're LA West Coast guys. Mm-hmm. So give me the 9 for sure, Skinner. Who do you got, man?
Okay. I actually don't know. I guess I do. I can figure out what position they are, but I'm gonna tell you right now. This is Forte's race to lose.
Matt Forte.
Yeah, exactly. This is Forte's race to lose. He is the favorite now, 3-1. Pletcher, we're both IRAD guys. We both love IRAD.
Yes.
Pletcher and IRAD, this is his race to lose. If he loses this race, though, I will not be surprised. Because let me backtrack that for a second. That horse is unbelievable. That horse should win going away with this race.
But however, it is the Derby.
It's the Derby.
You get killed at the gate.
It's the Derby.
The favorite. What happened last year? 80-1 shot, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm going here. It's too easy to pick Forte. As good as that horse is, the horse is phenomenal. I've watched some of his races. The horse is legit. I think, again, East Coast bias. Nobody's given enough love to Practical Move. Santa Anita Derby winner. He's morning line is 10-1.
There you go. I'm saying that's not. I know. Let's take the West Coast. Let's do the 9 and 10 are live. Two West. I know. Practical Move. He won the Derby. I know. No one ever gives him love, right?
And he likes to stalk. He's going to be there in the end. He has never finished worse than third in any of his races. Throw him in your trifectas. Throw him in your exactas. He's going to be up there is what I'm saying, but I'm going to give you another.
Let's give the people like an exact, give you like a four horse exact, maybe a little win place show to, yeah. Just give some people.
Okay.
Like a sprinkle. All right.
What I'll do is I'm going to give you a long shot here. Cause there's a lot of long shots.
Yeah. A lot
three
of long
quarters
shots,
of the field is a long shot, but I'm going to give you one that if there is one to win it or one to get in that win place show, I'm going to give you Rocket Can. Uh-huh. He's going off at 30-1 right now. He was the favorite in the Arkansas Derby down at Oaklawn Park.
Uh-huh.
He finished fourth, but he's had decent trips in all of his other races. I think that 30-1 is scaring a lot of people off. People are looking at that 30-1. They're not looking at his past races because he was the favorite in that Arkansas Derby. Didn't have a great finish, but he's solid. 30-1, I think, is a great value on him.
Nice. To sprinkle a little show.
Throw them in your trifectas.
Yep.
I'm going to give you two medium odds, both the 15-1s, Mage and Verifine. Verifine's got Gaff, and Gaff, he is riding phenomenally at Churchill right now. He's at Churchill. He loves that track. He's running great on it.
Do you say Gaff?
Gaffer, Tyler Gaffiel, the jockey.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. If you see Brad Cox, you got to use him. That guy's unbelievable. Trainer, and then Tyler Gaffione, exactly, and then Rosario. You always got to use Rosario in the big race, and then you're right. So if you see Cox, use Cox, Rosario. But I'll give you a four horse box. Give me 3-2 fills. Hey, we're throwing darts here. The 9 Skinner, 10 Practical Move, and the 12 So
who's 3, the 12?
10, 12 exacta box, tri box. Your winner is the three.
Who's the 12? Who's the 12?
Oh, the 12 is Jace's Road. Another that's what I'm saying, Brad Cox.
Okay.
Laurent Giroux. Okay. Okay. 3, 9, 10, 12. Cross the board on three.
I'm going to give you a tough one right here real quick. Last horse. And then I'll give out my picks. Last horse, this one I'm so torn on because I do not like some of the timetables that this horse is running in. But this jockey and rider combo, when they get together, good things happen.
Bobby B? He's out.
No. Right. Yeah. Fading Angel. Pratt and Cox. You said Cox. Pratt and Cox going off at 8-1. Let me just double check something. Yes. Sorry. Angel of Empire.
Angel of Empire. There you go. Pratt, hey.
That's our boy. Angel of Empire. Sorry, I said it wrong.
West Coast guy. He left us for that.
Brad Cox and Flavian Pratt, when they get together, those two make magic.
I like it. So give us – okay, so I either think – Two Fields is going to win, or Skinner, Juan Hernandez, John Sheriffs. What two horses do you think you're going to win? Just give us gun to your head. Two horses.
Practical Move?
Or Practical Move and?
Practical Move, and you know what? I'll go Angel of Empire.
All right.
And we didn't even talk about Tap It Trice, but I'm going those two right there.
Give us your locks, people. Come on, and have all the mint juleps that day. Send us your locks because we could use them. Right?
You're going to be at the track, right? You're going to the track?
I think I'm
going
to go. Oh, yeah. You have to.
I know. Oh,
yeah.
May's a rough month.
May's a rough month. But send us the thing. Go. Hey, so Lakers, great first win. Kings, hell of a season. Dodgers, let's keep the win streak alive. Well, that's six in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's best? We sweep the two teams that we've always hated. Hated the Phillies, hated the Cardinals.
Now we hate the Padres.
Now, dude, let's go. Let's keep. Show goes on.
Stay hot, Muncy. Stay hot.
Show goes on. All right, later, man.
All right, bro.